Jill Stedman is here now with the business news.
Thanks, Rachel. Demand for international travel is set to soar next year. That's according to the Irish Travel Agents Association. Following years of COVID restrictions, it says many people are now feeling ready to travel abroad again. We're joined now by Paul Hackett, President of the Irish Travel Agents Association and CEO of travel agent Click and Go. You're very welcome to the programme.
Morning, Jill.
How quickly did demand bounce back when restrictions were lifted earlier this year?
Pretty much instantly. If we think, and I think sometimes when we look back, it's hard to remember that the restrictions that we're talking about were in place in January. The requirement for antigen testing on return to Ireland was in place until the 4th of January this year, not last year. And the COVID restrictions were only dropped around the 20th of January. And then we had Ukraine 1 month later. So demand had been there because there was pent-up demand because consumers couldn't travel for 2 years. So demand was instant, but we had the challenges accordingly.
Yeah. You might just remind us of those huge challenges then that airlines and travel companies faced when it came to getting back to business.
Like large corporations like airlines, airports, cruise lines were effectively shut down, as were travel agents and tour operators, for 18 to 20 months. You know, you can't close down an industry and then just turn it back on. And we knew demand was going to return, but for those large corporations, they really did face challenges, especially any of those large corporations where they had job losses.
And are most of those issues solved now, or?
Pretty much. Like, okay. I think it is very much. It's great. We're back trading. It's business as normal. Demand is very strong. The last issue really that we had in terms of the travel industry was the disruption at the airports in March and April, and then that really bad day at the very end of May. But let's just put it in context. That was the end of May. I have travelled pretty much every month this year. And most recently this month with my parents, 86 years of age, it was an absolute perfect experience in Dublin Airport. And the same is the case in Cork and Shannon and Knock.
Okay, we have a new issue now, the cost of living crisis. Are holidays abroad getting more expensive then?
They are. That is the reality. Like, holidays are not immune to the cost of living increases that we're seeing across every other sector. So the airlines are seeing higher fuel costs, the hoteliers accordingly are seeing higher costs, and staff costs have increased. So right across the board, all the elements in the chain have increased. So consumers were paying more in 2022 and will pay more in 2023. But consumers are savvy. They're going to look for the best deals, and they're going to find the best deals by booking through travel agents, because their travel agents are going to give them more consumer protection, better service, and find them the very best deals.
Okay, and how are forward bookings for 2023 looking?
Very good. Comparable to 2018 and 2019. So even with price increases there, the big difference in terms of trends this year is that in 2022, it was very much a late market. The consumer was holding back and waiting to see what the market was like. In 23, they know there's no restrictions, and they're going to get the best deals by getting in now, paying low deposits, looking at payment plans, you know, planning and passing off the cost of the holiday over a number of months rather than paying everything up front. And they are going to get the best deals by booking early.
Okay, and what sort of destinations are popular for the year ahead now?
You know, when we look at destinations, it really is all down to the volume of flights that operate out of Dublin. And the great thing is, in the last couple of weeks, Aer Lingus and Ryanair have been announcing new routes out of Dublin, Cork, Shannon and Belfast. It's very much European, but every route is back, pretty much bar some of the Asian routes. So all the transatlantic American routes are back, the European routes are back, there's new routes. So demand is very much where the capacity is, and the capacity is very much European.
Right. And is the industry concerned then about further waves of COVID and what that could mean for international travel?
I think the travel industry is probably the industry that's most capable of coping with challenges and stresses. Like, we cope with terrorism on a regular basis. We have coped with volcanoes. So COVID was a very extended challenge for the industry. We don't see anything down the line. If we look at where the medical position is, whilst we're seeing higher case numbers, we're not seeing any reintroduction of restrictions. And that's the case across the world.
Okay, Paul Hackett, President of the Irish Travel Agents Association and CEO of travel agent Click and Go. Thanks for joining us.